Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Nancy Solomon in for Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. Last month, one of the most successful singer-songwriters in Latin America won her second Grammy Award. That's Natalia Lafourcade. The Mexican singer won her Grammy Award for her album Un Canto por México, Volume 1. In 2017, a devastating earthquake struck Mexico, killing thousands and destroying many areas in southern Mexico. In the state of Veracruz, where Natalia's from, a cultural center aimed at preserving Son Jarocho, a regional folk musical style from the state, was badly damaged. So in 2019, Natalia gathered other musicians and organized a benefit concert to help raise funds for the center. This album, based on that 2019 concert, features traditional Mexican musical styles, including mariachi, son huasteco, and many others. And joining us now to talk about her Grammy win and the album is Natalia Lafourcade. Natalia, what a treat to have you on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, huge congratulations on the Grammy win and the three Latin Grammy Awards as well. What a year for you. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, especially in a project like this where there's so many people involved and there's so many energy and magic and spirit put into this music, you know? So we are very proud and very happy that this is going this way.
Yeah, and not to mention you released the album during a global pandemic. What were the challenges there with that?
Yeah, especially in these moments. And also the spirit of the project, you know, it's been a whole journey. So many people involved so far. I mean, the musicians, but also the organizations and all the people that are working in order to build this important place for music and in Jaltipan and the musicians in this album. I feel so fortunate, you know, because there is people so talented people there, and I feel very proud to be part of this beautiful and magic project.
Well, let's play a clip from the album. This is the song Mi Tierra Veracruzana.
Volverte a ver. Volverte a ver. Quiero ver, volverte a ver, volverte a ver. Mi tierra veracruzana, te quiero querer.
So this song is about the state you grew up in, Veracruz. It's not typically what one hears on the pop charts, either in terms of the lyrics or the style. So tell us about the song.
Well, I was working on this. Many of the songs of these two volumes of music is part of the music that I recorded some time ago for two other albums that are called Musas. It's a homage to the Latinoamerican folklore Latinoamericano. So I wanted to write a song that would be about the place where I grew up, the place that I love and that most inspiration gives me, which is one of the place, right? Which is my home, which is Veracruz, and which is Coatepec, which is this little town that I love and where I live in. Yeah, so I wanted to put that color and that emotion that it gives me, right? Like in the lyrics, like I wanted to talk about the food, the people, the colors, the landscapes, the flavors. I don't know. I wanted to put all that Mexican thing into the song. So I remember that I was trying to write this song for months, And then I was in the suite in Los Cabos because I was having a show there. And I remember that I stayed for the weekend, and I said, okay, I'm not gonna go out from the room until I finish the song. Because I had it in my mind, you know, I had it like kind of a melody and then the idea of what I wanted to say, but I was just really not finding the way to put it so on the paper and the music. So I said, like, okay, I'm not going out, because we were gonna go into the studio for recording the album, to record the album like soon by the time. So I was like, okay, I better finish this one because I really want to sing to my town and Veracruz. So I stayed there for like 3 days down, like, and I ended up writing 3 of the most important songs for the album, which was Tú Si Sabes Quererme, which is another one that is going to be in the second volume, and Mi Tierra Veracruzana, and I don't remember the other one, but it was a very beautiful, productive weekend.
Well, you've been called a guardian of Mexican culture. Are you comfortable with that description, and what is it that you're trying to do?
Guardian, yeah. Well, it feels pretty if they say that. It's a lot of responsibility as well, if they put it that way. I'd like to say that I love this music, and I love playing around with the folklore and this traditional music. I don't know if I'm going to be in this place forever, you know, because I am very curious as a musician, as a writer, as a singer, interpreter also as well. So I don't know, but I love doing this music, and I love it because it makes me feel so strong, you know, because it's the type of music we have here is our culture, is our story, is the genders of the folklore. And I mean, we have so many. So it's so interesting for me. I've been learning so much. And since I work with this music, I feel like better human, better musician, better person. So I don't know. I just love it. I just love sharing a lot this music. It has such a great spirit and makes people so happy.
You started your career as a pop star. So here's one of your first hits from 2002 called NL 2000. Pero el planeta gira, gira a la derecha. Cada vez que la noche es más tibia, sin amor se enfría. No tengo nombre ni agallo, así me siento tan vacía. So that's quite different from the traditional Mexican music that you're currently performing. How did you come to the traditional stuff?
It's been a very, very long journey for me. I think there was a moment in my career, probably in the third album, which was called Hu Hu Hu. There was a very special and interesting moment for my career where it felt like everything was out of its place, but I was exploring and trying to find a way of do it and make it my own way, you know? And I traveled to Canada, and I was trying to step away from my country, my people, my family, my friends, my career, trying to find my own way, because I was, before I felt like I was doing what others wanted me to do, you know? So then I came back to Mexico, trying to reconnect with Mexico and my audience. And I realized that I needed to put out a record, right? And I didn't have enough music. And I didn't have the right music. I was like, okay, I still need to learn how to write a very, very good song. So I said, I'm gonna work with Agustín Lara's music, which is a very important composer from Mexico, from Veracruz as well. I discovered his music and I was just super like impressed and motivated about like working with his music. So that was a very, very first step to try this new world, you know? And it was so good for me because I discovered like the singers from my country that are like that Etta James or Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday that I really admire and I was listening. But I was like, I I don't know if we have this in Mexico. But then thanks to Agustín Lara, I discovered Tonya La Negra's voice, which is one of my favorite singers. So I was like, wow, this music is like the bolero is like a jazz, like in Spanish. It's like that incredible standard, but in Spanish. So I just like said, like, I need to turn my head and find and know my the music that was made in my country like before and try to learn from the masters like in Latin America and also Mexico. So my attention went to another direction and I ended up like, yeah, listening to the music that is part of the place where I grew up, which is Son Jarocho, and which is ranchero and bolero and cumbia. And I just, yeah, ended up like trying those changes and those flavors into my music and see what happened, you know, and making that a very strong influence for me. So I could have this taste and this essence in my music I was dreaming people from other countries like to listen to my music and say, oh, this is a Mexican lady. that style and that music and that all different things, not just the music, you know, like the influence about the culture. The culture would be impressed into my music. So it would be printed into my music.
Uh-huh. You mm-hmm. recently released a single, El Focina y El Mar. It's a song from the 60s, first made famous by Argentine singer Mercedes Sosa.
Voz antigua de viento y de sal, que requiebra el alma y le está llevando vida.
It's such a beautiful but sad song. What motivated you to want to cover that one in particular?
I mean, that song, it's been in my life since I was very little. My father would play that one on the piano. And I remember for a long time trying to sing that song, you know, like trying to put it in my voice. And it was very difficult for me. I don't know why. Well, it's a very difficult one. But yeah, the spirit and the pain and the story behind the song, it's so strong that I don't know. I wasn't able to do it. And this year I took my guitar and I was trying to find a way of singing that melody and I could do it finally. I was like, okay, I finally can sing it because, yeah, for a long time it was hard for me. So, yeah, I wanted to put it out just as a collaboration also with Noah Jorson and Lev Lovia, and some friends in the States that were helping me with the recording and the production of the song in the distance, you know. So I just wanted to put this one as commemoration of the women for the month of March, and also the video, which is a video where I am playing around with a discipline that I love, which is dancing. And I was dancing for the sea and for the waves and for trying to make this connection with Earth, you know, especially this year and last year for me, the connection with this place, which is this beautiful beach where we went to for making the video. It's one of my favorite places in the world, you know. I feel so safe there. So during the pandemic here last year, I was going to this place, and I was dancing on there. I was just moving my body and playing and making improvisation with my body there, and the waves and the sea. And there was a moment I felt like I was having a very strong connection to it, you know, as if we were having a conversation by moving our bodies. I mean, like, I talk about my body, but also like Earth's mother body, Mother Earth's body, right? So it felt so magic for me. And there was a day where my husband and my friends were coming with us. So I asked them to hold the phone and make a video of me making this improvisation with the sea and the nature. And they did it. And then we just found out that it was very pretty to put that experiment with the song on top. So that's how we finally made the video. So I don't know, I just wanted to share that as an inspiration for women to be free and to dance and to hoping that this could be a way of living for us in a short future, you know, when we can arrange all these different problems and matters that we're going through, but to finally get this liberty and this freedom and this happiness and this connection to our to ourselves and souls, you know.
Well, you've also been outspoken about the systemic killing of women. In 2020, there were nearly 1,000 women who were victims of femicide, which is the killing of women because of their gender. What are your thoughts on the recent protests about the murders?
Well, I believe that there's a very strong work that we must do together. I believe that it's very important to see how these people are working, because it makes you stop a minute to think about what's happening, right? I think that since like a certain like time ago, like we're finally like making this question and debate, like I don't know how you say that word, but we're starting this conversation on the table, you know, about what's happening in our world and what can we do to change it. And it's a work we must do, and hopefully we can find a way to arrange all this violence to women, but also like to human beings in this world, you know, because it goes beyond that. It goes to the point that we should, see each other and find the respect of life that we must keep for all the time. You know, it's about education. It's about how we grew up. Like, what are we learning since we're children in our houses, you know? Like, I think there's so many people in the world that are sick, but in the spirit are very, very deep ill, you know? Like, this must be fixed, and we must work together as well to fix it, trying like to work in our spaces, in our places, like every even though it's a very little thing that we can work inside ourselves to help each other, to see like one woman seeing another woman and saying like, okay, I'm gonna give you my hand. I'm doing better than you, but I can help you out. Like I can make something for you. Like, I don't know. I think it's a very important moment and very special to see how much work it's been done nowadays. And yeah, it gives you faith, you know, to see that things could change. And I believe that things could change, and I try mm-hmm. to do and be a part of it by making music that will inspire others and that will put them in this frequency of love, which I think it's so important to keep every day.
Just one of the higher profile killings was a woman named Victoria, a Salvadoran migrant who was detained and killed by Mexican police in Tulum. That's raising the issue of the Central American migrant crisis there. How's the government been responding since that happened?
Well, people complain because there are so many women that have been declaring is that how you say?
Uh-huh.
The violence or the murder or...
Or decrying the violence, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And at the very, very end, that they don't do nothing about it. It seems that they don't do nothing about it because it keeps happening, you know. So it's a very delicate thing. It's a very delicate problem. And it must, as I said, it must be fixed. It must be they must find the solution for this. Yeah, it's very sad, and that's probably one of the things that makes me sad about the things that happened in Mexico for me, because it's so unfair. At the end, like, it shouldn't be that way.
Thank you so much. Natalia Lafourcade is a Grammy Award-winning Mexican singer and songwriter. Natalia, thanks so much for your time. It was great to talk to you.
No, thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you for having me. I hope people can listen to this music, and this music makes them happy, just as happy as it makes me. And thank you for the interview.